7, the River Classic Rock, redefined. That goes STP, big, empty. Good news is we have air conditioning today. Yes,
yeah.
For the time being. Bad news is it's sucking all the energy out of the internet, so my apologies. I want to talk about this Jaguar. Have you seen this story that's going on with this Jaguar? That busted out of the zoo, and he's eating all the other zoo animals.
Oh, and my God, are you serious?
Finally, here we go. Here's the computer. Yes, a fox is now the 9th casualty after the Jaguar escaped from the zoo over the weekend. This happened down in basically what I'd like to call the part of America known as the Devil's Taint.
Florida.
No. New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You see, because you go around the Gulf and all that, that's the actual taint. You see, if the Gulf of Mexico and Mexico and California makes up his left or right leg, depending on how you look at the map, and then the other leg is Florida, you see, the taint region is New Orleans and Louisiana.
Okay, you're painting a disgusting picture.
Yeah.
That I see clearly.
That is America's crotch, if you will. And down in New Orleans, this is now... The fox is now the 9th animal that this damn jaguar has killed because this thing got out from its enclosure at the zoo and it went on this rampage and it's attacked all these damn animals. It's called the Audubon Zoo. And the jaguar, whose name is Valerio, escaped from his enclosure before the zoo opened Saturday morning. Okay, so think about this. This is weekend. Summertime down in Louisiana. Some bitch gets out Saturday morning right before they're going to open up the gates. Okay, so they captured it less than an hour later. The zoo reopened on Sunday. They did close it Saturday.
Okay. Get the animal captured back in its enclosure.
Yeah, they get him back in. Details on how the jaguar escaped have not been released, but the zoo officials say that the inspection indicates the roof of the habitat was compromised. Okay? So it got an alpaca, and a fox died on Sunday. 4 alpacas, 1 emu, and 1 fox died Saturday. No people were injured.
That thing killed 4 alpacas and... How hungry is that thing?
Yes. So on Saturday, it got out. They got it in. They thought that everything was under control. It gets out of the roof, and it goes on another killing spree.
Good Lord.
So let's all go through this here. 4 alpacas, 1 emu, 1 fox. Okay, and the alpaca, the fox died on Sunday. So he killed 7 the first day, and then 2 more because he got a taste. And he had some excitement. He's like, I got to get back out here, man. Those alpacas, those foxes, man, them's good.
Oh, he had never gotten a chance to probably hunt before. And he was hunting for a first time or what, you know. I bet you he just went, because there's no way he ate all that.
No.
I mean, there is no way. An alpaca, that's big. They're pretty big, aren't they?
Yeah, hell, the emu. Emus are huge, too.
Yeah, they're big as an ostrich.
The fox, that's tiny.
You could easily eat the fox.
And I don't know, what does a jaguar weigh?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you.
Are they 100?
No, they're big. Now, the jaguar of the cats is, they say the lion and the tiger are the big, but the jaguar is supposed to be the cat for his body size that has the most immense strength. They're the ones that grab their prey and put it in their mouth, and then they carry it up into the tree.
They actually drag it.
Yeah, you'll see them carry it with their mouth.
So,
I mean, well,
what is
incredibly
is it a 100-pound animal?
200 pounds.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's big.
It's a big guy.
Okay, so this is a little bobcat.
No, he's not tiger or lion big.
Yeah,
but he's bigger than a mountain lion probably or a cougar.
Yeah, so he gets out, and people, they don't know what to do with this guy. So finally, they got him in. It doesn't say anything about what they're going to do with him. It doesn't say that he was tranked. The story I have doesn't say that they put him down.
Now, what do you do with something like that? Do you put him down? It's not his fault. He didn't kill any people. He got out because it was the zoo's
If he escapes the zoo enclosure, if he gets out of the perimeter of the zoo...
And kills a person or something?
Yeah, that's when you don't drink any longer because now he's a threat to society and all that. But inside the zoo, hopefully they have protocol. I mean, this is Louisiana. Probably, I mean, nothing. You know, the jaguar probably got out. He's like, oh my God, I'm stuck in Louisiana. Now what? he was probably trying to get out so he could get to like a Texas or a Florida or to California. Imagine that. You're captive. You're inside a zoo and you get out and you look at the side. You're like, oh my God, I'm in Louisiana.
Put me back in.
Yeah.
Put me back. I want my cage back.
Drink me. So he did. He went on a freaking killing spree, and he got a bunch of tasty treats there.
That's amazing.
I guess he's back in the cage. The story doesn't say if he, in fact, lived or if they shot him down, what happened. But I guess he's okay. No people were injured. And like I was going to tell you, they got to have some sort of hide and run series of events or a protocol that the zoo does, because animals do get loose. And if you got all that kind of stuff and you got jaguars, you better get to going, and you better have an escape plan, because that if he's killing alpacas and all that, Nemo, you know he's going to eat people.
Oh, no doubt about it, dude. They will take you down. They kill crocodiles and caimans, and I mean, they're badass, those
yeah.
things.
I don't think, like you said, that he was eating for hunger, because, yeah, he had more than enough meat. I think what he was doing is thrill hunting, because he's a cat and he liked the stuff to run and he wanted to chase. And I think he was just having fun.
He never got to do it. Maybe he was born in captivity or something and never got a chance, because they bring him all their food is already dead, I think. I don't know, but I would imagine they don't put live animals in the zoo with them, do they, to feed them? They don't chase like rabbit and whatnot around.
I think everything's cut and
that's
raw.
That's what I would think, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that they throw the jaguar like steaks or, you know, whatever. Maybe dead rabbits. Hell, I don't know.
I want to show you a picture. I wish we could show the listeners right now just so you can see
I love when you do this.
How big and beefy that thing is.
Oh, wow.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, that's big.
That's no joke, huh? I mean, they are, to kind of explain it to you
driving. That looks 300, 350 pounds.
Well, it says 120 to 210.
Okay, that's how big they get?
Yeah, but it's front legs. I mean, they are... Imagine a cougar's front legs doubled in size width-wise. You know, they're big and beefy.
I want you to think about, you're at the zoo, you're walking around, and that thing's on the other side of the cage, and you see it as a spectator. Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, that's a frightening animal, dude. That guy's no joke.
Yeah, that is scary.
Yep.
So, guess they got him back. Tuesday, coming up, we're going to play Food Fight. We're going to get two people on the phone. We're going to hook you up with tickets out to the State Fair for next Tuesday so we can sample all that State Fair goodness. Here's Tom Petty on the River.